Listener Production.
G'day, it's Madeleine Larson here. The Australian Defence Force Chief has finally hit back at China over that flare incident. Angus Campbell has rejected claims from Beijing that the Seahawk helicopter was spying when one of its jets set off flares above the Yellow Sea at the weekend. Australia says it was in the area as part of a United Nations mission to enforce trade sanctions against North Korea. Stormy Daniels has been grilled in the Donald Trump hush money trial overnight, the adult film star completing her second day of testimony in New York into how the former US president recorded a $130,000 payment to her before the 2016 election. The key witness had a series of tense exchanges with his legal team. Trump has pleaded not guilty to election fraud. Leaders from across the globe will today vote on upgrading Palestine to a full UN member state. The Australian government has yet to reveal how it'll be voting. Dr. Max Kaiser from the Jewish Council of Australia is urging the Prime Minister to vote yes.
We need to progress to a situation at which the Palestinian human rights and Palestinian self-determination is taken seriously.
Canberra will probe the harm social media is having on us. The federal government is set to establish a joint parliamentary select committee to investigate the impacts of the likes of Meta and TikTok. And baby, 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 ooh, Justin Bieber is expecting his first child, the pop star, and his wife Hailey announcing she's pregnant. He's softly spoken, but Trey Fuller sent a strong message in the NRL, starring in the Dolphins' six-point win over Manly last night. In just his fifth game, the fullback lit up Suncorp, chipped the ball over Tommy Turbo before crossing over a stunning solo try. Fuller telling us it was his only option.
Yeah, I just found a bit of open space. I seen Tommy and I knew I had to kick it high, get it over him and just back myself. But yeah, I had a point to prove.
And Nathan Cleary is back to lead the Panthers as they host the Bulldogs tonight while the Eels battle the Broncos in the late match. A tense night of AFL footy. Carlton star Jacob Wiedering admits their defence was under siege in last night's one-point win over the Ds. The Blues watched a 38-point lead evaporate as the Ds threatened to overrun them, Wiedering telling us they were always going to fight back at some stage.
Oh, I mean, you've got to give credit to Melbourne. They're a very good side. I think our response from the last couple of weeks on defence was excellent. Keeping them scoreless in the first quarter was a great positive.
And as he prepares to face the Power tonight, Cat star Mitch Duncan's revealed he's keen to play on Beyond this year.